This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the town of Albury, rode a stranger one fine day.
Tomorrow, 8 a.m., midterm election coverage starts. And if you as listeners will just support and share the live links and tell folks unfiltered election coverage is happening, it'll go viral and tell others you tell to share it, for them to share it, and them to share it, and them to share it. That completes the chain reaction. Shelly in New York, you're on the air with Ollie Alexander.
Oh, Alex and Ollie, hey, man, I am so glad to get online with you. God bless you both. I love you both dearly. Ollie, I'm a great follower of you on True Social. I've got to love your posts up there so much. But listen, I think you guys are hitting it right on the mark. I'm giving this whole election up to God. I know who, from following Alex, from following Ollie, I know exactly where to put my votes tomorrow. However, I want this to be placed upon everybody's heart across this great country that we need to hold to the fire these Republicans, the new ones that get into office. And I'm hoping through the grace of God that we are blessed with something that just takes over this election, that doesn't allow these algorithms, that doesn't allow all this nefarious. I know it's a long shot, however, but I know that through God's grace and mercy, that he is going to help us here somehow, some way. But I think that we need to get on our phones, get into our public, and whether this election goes our way or not, we need to make sure that we are on the phones, that we are on the emails, that we are making sure that these politicians are doing what they're in Washington to do for us, not the reverse. We cannot.
Absolutely. And if there wasn't power in getting these patriot Republicans elected to replace the bad ones, they wouldn't be bad to stop it, because they don't know who's good and bad. They don't know who will turn and who won't. It's a struggle. And when evil comes in to try to take these good people away or pressure them or blackmail them, we've got to be there to support them. Thank you so much, Shelly. I appreciate your call. Your comments on that, Ollie.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Look, all the temporal lines have failed, but that doesn't mean that we don't need to act. We need to build that ramp, and God will deliver that miracle. And that's the beautiful thing about this tragic thing that's happened in our lives, the tragic thing that's happening in the J6 criminal defendants, the things that's happening all over the country is that we're making a way for God. We're showing that we are continually obedient, even in the dark times, even in the times of tribulations. That's where we need to be more obedient. And so I think that that's what we're doing by still rendering unto Caesar what is Caesar's and rendering unto God what is God's.
That's what's so perfect about what Christ explained. The Pharisees were trying to say, should we pay taxes to Caesar? They wanted to stone him to death if he didn't, or get the Romans to arrest him. He said, whose face is on that coin? It's Caesar. That's his. It's his system. Give to him what's him. Give to God is what of God. And if we just support God, God's kingdom will a trillion times eclipse the devil's system.
Sure. And you know what I'll tell you, Alex, is I'm so grateful even for, riding shotgun with you today, is that I have friends like Hayden. I have friends like you, and I'm encouraging them, and they're encouraging me, and my spirits are not broken. Last year, I was very, very depressed with the DOJ coming after me, with the Biden administration coming after me, what they've been doing to you. But I've watched all of these patriots, all of my friends, kind of just beam up. And now we're like happy warriors in the fight. We like being outnumbered. And I do think that we will win. I think God will win. I think that he will use us. And I think that we won't be able to credit you or me or Trump or Kevin McCarthy. We'll be able to say there was something in the air.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper if we don't let them convince us we've lost. We haven't lost. God is in control. Ollie, you're going to be in the studio tomorrow night. Live coverage. Everybody tune in. Thank you so much, Ollie.
Hey, thank you, brother.
All right, listen, I tried to get to all the callers. We took over 20. Lynn, Joseph, and Glenn. Crew, don't forget. Tomorrow during my regular show, I'm going to open the phones back up again. They want us to call them back. I'll get them back on. The enemy's coming after us, but I'm of good cheer. And you don't know 10% of it, folks, but just please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and go to SaveInfoWars.com, because I'm out of money. I got to pay for part of the legal fees. Personally, I'm out of money. I want to thank all you that did. I want to encourage everybody else, go to SaveInfoWars.com. it only takes a few hundred thousand dollars to be able to block all their garbage and appeal it. That's why they're so mad. Keep us on air for a few more years. Make a donation right now at SaveInfoWars.com. Don't wait. SaveInfoWars.com. I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, once an orthopedic surgeon, now a professional medical rebel. I'm honored to be back on the fourth segment here for Alex Jones. Now, in this first part, I thought I'm just going to talk about some philosophy, some overview of the problems that we're facing, and then we're going to get into the role of the COVID conflict. Now, I'm just going to say it's easy to be nihilistic and just give up trying to figure things out. We're all getting tired, and I get this. People are purposely sometimes avoiding uncomfortable explorations of knowledge because it's just too uncomfortable. I doubt this audience has that problem. But if you just throw up your hands and say that everybody's lying, then you've surrendered. And we have to decide how we're going to search truth and what we're going to believe. So I'm going to do a little update on some things. And at the end, I'm going to tell you, I think, what you need to do medically at this point. And I also tell you why I'm optimistic that we're going to get out of this. Now, here's just some philosophic points that I've accepted. The first one is that we've been putting our children's future, into the hands of people that really don't have our best interests of heart. And we've been doing this for, you know, forever, probably. Mostly, we've been trusting elected officials. And so I want to say something about the latest political kind of stage show of these 20 governors, including mine in Iowa, Jim Reynolds, but it's DeSantis and all of the ones that did this. I mean, they're you know, waving the flags and pounding their chest that, oh, we stopped mandating COVID-19 vaccines to children. No, actually, you didn't, because you didn't stop the other mandates of children. And these guys at Pfizer and Moderna and wherever, they can switch this technology into those other vaccines in the blink of an eye. Keep in mind, they've come out now with a combo flu COVID vaccine. So if you really cared about our children, you'd stop all these mandates. If we should have learned anything now, it's that they've lied about vaccines forever, and this is just another one. The other thing is, if you cared about the wellness of children, and this involves women too, this is really this has been a war on women in a lot of ways. 72, I think. Well, I'll get into that in a minute. But the point is that they pushed these vaccines on pregnant women. Now, I just looked at a Pfizer document that showed that they did not test it. They admitted that we knew it, but they admitted they did not test this vaccine prior to rollout on children, on immunocompromised people, and on pregnant women. But nonetheless, the states that are praising themselves for stopping this COVID-19 vaccine on mandated for children's school are not stopping the mandates for workers and for people that are pregnant working in hospitals and other places. And let me just tell you, here's a little thing that just came out from a whistleblower in Fresno, California. In the past 5 years, the average, well, this is the general understanding. In the past 5 years, just looking at the data, stillbirth rate among pregnant women is 5.74 per thousand. That's up till mid-2021. But beginning in July of 2021, and continuing to present, the stillbirth rate is now 29.3 per thousand. So, in other words, it's gone up about five times. The chance of you having a stillborn baby if you take the vaccine while you're pregnant. The fact that we are still doctors are still pushing this is unbelievable. Now, it was Dr. Robert Chandler. Dr. Robert Chandler, the from the War Room Daily Clout segment. Pfizer documents looked at the research volunteers, and they found that women sustained 72% of the adverse events compared to men. And why was that? Because 16% of these were reproductive disorders. In other words, these weren't pregnant women that were in the study, but they couldn't get pregnant later, or they had altered menstrual cycles, no menstrual cycles, etc. So we knew that pregnant women were excluded from pre-marketing testing. But it gets even worse. In the post-marketing testing, the first study they came out with, essentially, they looked at 270 pregnant women. 238 were lost to follow-up. That should have invalidated the study right there. But they went forth. They could only demonstrate one live birth out of 270 women in the study that were pregnant taking these vaccines, these non-vaccines. Now, more recently, Dr. Jim Thorpe, OBGYN doctor and, courageous speaking out person, has shown ultrasounds and studies, MRIs, things of placentas, pictures of placentas in pregnant from women that had been pregnant, either had a baby or lost a baby, and shows you what the change is in the placenta, the part that, of the uterus that carries the baby. It's unbelievable. And yet the doctors on the ground continue to promote vaccination in pregnant women, and these states that are now praising themselves. So I guess my point, these states that are praising themselves for stopping it in children, it's just a political show. I mean, if these guys really wanted to do something, they would have stopped the whole deal. But this is a political stunt by the governor, sound and fury, signifying nothing. So when you go vote tomorrow, keep in mind, I'm a believer in voting, but keep in mind the possibility that we just can't vote our way out of what's happening to us as a human species. That's my first philosophic point here. The second point, which is not related to COVID really, but is in general related to who we are, what we are, what's happening to us, is that our history has been manipulated. Now that I'm, somewhat involuntarily and surprisingly unemployed after this whole thing came out with COVID, I've had a chance to read all the things I didn't have a chance when I was working as an orthopedic surgeon 100-hour week. So I started reading things like the Tartarian Empire, archaeology. Have our calendars been jigged, for example, to make it difficult to follow the timeline? Were the Dark Ages added? Are we really living 600 years after the fall of Rome? There are people that believe that. There's a lot of this that's kind of mishy-mashy, and you can discount it. But here are some factoids you cannot explain easily, and they cannot be explained with the history that we are taught in government-controlled schools. And what I like to do, I like to find the thing that you can't explain. It's hard to explain. And one of them are, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right, but they're called old parts, out-of-place artifacts. For example, statues that are 1,000 years old or more, 5,000 years old, showing men in spacesuits. Not to mention, there are technologies showing electric light bulbs carved into stone, showing, one of my favorite is the megalithic stone monuments, not just the pyramids, but Baalbek, they tried in the 1970s. This is a huge, huge stones that are precisely lined up on these walls. And they're all over the world. But in particular at Baalbek, what they did was in the 1970s, there was a quarry that they found a stone that was partially outside it was out of the wall. It was partially out of the quarry, like they were going to make another stone for the wall and just didn't finish it. They tried in the 1970s using modern machinery, modern technology to move heavy things. They couldn't move that stone. And yet we're told that of course slaves did this with ropes and logs, rolling logs. Yeah, right. Even as a kid, I remember in high school when Von Daniken came out with that book about Chariots of the Gods, and he looked at the Nazca lines down in South America. And now we have not only the Nazca lines, we have Nazca mummies. We found these mummies that look kind of human, but they've got three. They look human, but they're about our size. They've got three toes and three fingers on all of them. They found one that has an internal egg. Okay, like they're like platypuses. They're mammals, but they're egg laying. This somebody needs to explain to me. Giants, the elongated skulls. There are all sorts of these elongated skulls are not what they always try and make it sound like those skulls were manufactured by, like in Africa, where they wrap the baby's head to make it look like these elongated skulls. But these elongated skulls are genetically not human skulls because they don't have our plates. We have specific fissures, specific, segments of our skull, and we all have the same ones that are human, and these are different. They don't have as many segmentations as we do. But here's one that really I found fairly recently, and I don't know, a lot of people don't know about this. In fact, I'm the only one I've heard talk about this, but it's a technique for looking at art. And we have this history that, you know, there was the Roman Empire, there were prehistoric times, and after the Roman Empire fell, you had some dark ages, and then you had the, you know, these medieval art pieces. And then as you came out of this, you had more elaborate art that we call Renaissance art and, you know, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Well, before recently, you had to do fairly destructive, tests on these things if you wanted to know how the paintings were done. Look at the different layers. But now we have a technique. It's called X-ray fluorescent spectroscopy, and you can do destructive techniques. And so there's a Dr. Felipe Walter who's been doing this over in some European lab, and he's been looking, for example, at Da Vinci paintings. And what they discovered was, quite surprisingly, that...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sorry, I'm Dr. Lee Merritt. This is the Alex Jones Show, and sorry, I ran over in the last segment. It's a technological problem. I'm old and I have a hard time with technology, but we got it sorted out now. And speaking of technology, why am I talking about technology and artwork? Because if you don't understand that we are living in a world in general where there are lies everywhere, then we can't deconstruct what's happened to us about this so-called disease of COVID. And we, for our own survival, we need to understand this. We need to know where we came from, what's going on, why they did this to us, who's doing this. And understanding the nature of the lies is important. So I'm just talking about things I've noticed. There's a technique now for looking at fine art. It's non-destructive. It's using X-ray fluorescent spectroscopy. And Dr. Philip Walter in Europe has done this with Da Vinci paintings. And what he's discovered is quite unbelievable, that this beautiful, fabulous artwork, the reason the colors and the lights blend so beautifully is it's done in multiple layers. But more importantly, each layer is 2 microns thick. Now, keep in mind, a hair is about 100 microns. So modern painting, if we're lucky, we can do paints that are average of 30 microns. We don't get below 15 microns. We can't do it technologically. In fact, when you get down to 2 microns, I think about 5 microns is what we do for laser printing. So we're talking about highly technologic chemical processes in laser printing. They couldn't have done it in the 1500s and 1400s with Da Vinci and the guys. Look at the pictures. If you don't believe me, look at the pictures of John von Eyck, where not only do you have this unbelievable layered 2 micron thick multiple layers of paint, but you also have extreme realism. I mean, this looks not just like a photograph. It looks like a photograph with a special Leica camera or some, you know, very high-tech camera. And this is a 1434 painting. It's oil painted on oak panels. So how did they do this? Again, we're being lied about our history. This is not low-tech painting that we preserved over hundreds of years. It's a very high-tech art form. And so we just can't believe them on almost anything. Now, here's the other kicker on these artworks. There are other issues. Why are there UFOs depicted in these Renaissance paintings? Now, you may think, oh, that's made up. No, it's not. Go look at them. I've written down some names here. The Crucifixion. It's in a monastery in Kosovo, but there are pictures online. It was painted in about 1350, unknown artist. But in the sky is this man driving a little space shuttle right out of Star Trek. Okay? Madonna with San Giovannino, the Baptism of Christ, 1710, the Annunciation, 1486 by Carlo Crivelli. And all of these, they show what we would call circular disks with a dome. That's what, you know, later UFO documents call these UFOs. They were circular, they were metallic, they were large, they had a dome on top. Sometimes they're dismissed as lenticular clouds. But the miracle of snow, which was done about 1400, is really interesting because it's filled with these things. It's not just one little UFO kind of thing up there. It's filled with these things. You can't believe they're not telling you something. And not only that, I think it was the first one I was talking to you about, the Kosovo painting that they had up. You also see a guy on the ground who's with a dog next to him, and he's looking up at that object. So this is not just an add-on, okay? So we have been... It speaks to who we are and what we are on this planet. Now, here's one where they show the UFO over the Madonna's shoulder, and And if you blow it up, there are even more detail to it. But we've been not shown these things. This should have been something we'd been talking about forever. When they started talking to us about UFOs and it was all dismissed by our government, where were the art people saying, no, wait a minute, we see them in medieval and Renaissance art? And I think part of the problem is when you're given a worldview, you tend to see things in the lens of that worldview. But we need to change that worldview quite quickly to understand what's going on. So the third point I'm going to make here is that we've been treated like serfs, or actually, I think, like cattle, since it's most likely we're being farmed. 8 million children go missing every year. Now, the most prosaic explanation for all the missing humans that they always try and give us, it's not just children, by the way, that are missing. It's lots of people. But we've been told all these, you know, it's bad record keeping or, you know, runaways. But let's look a little further. Let's suppose it's just greed. In the history of the world, the drug trade is at the bottom of the financial. We always think of the drug trade, you know, we see the movies of, you know, Pablo Escobar and all that stuff, and we think, oh, big, big, big money. Turns out drugs are at the bottom of the pyramid of financial remuneration. If you really want to move up into the higher ranks, you need to be doing human trafficking. Now, we think of human trafficking as like the slave trade in the 1800s, 1700s, but that slave trade turned out not to be very profitable. That didn't really work out after a while because runaways and insurance, it was on for very, very down-to-earth reasons that the whole system was collapsing. Sex trafficking is more money, it's better, but I'll tell you the very best trafficking, and it is body parts. Let's wake up to the fact that humans are being consumed for body parts. Now, some of it's to other humans. We'll give it that. We know about that. And before we go to the break, I'm just going to talk about a little about China and this. Okay, there are some big hospitals that were built in China. We're hearing now that the Chinese have a building glut and that they're not being able to pay debts, and that's part of the financial collapse happening there. But what are the buildings that are glutted? It's not really houses. It's hospitals. They built all these huge hospitals, and these hospitals were for international organ transplant surgery. So they hired surgeons from all over. They came and worked in these hospitals. And then the evil part of this was the Falun Gong, a pacifist religious organization that emphasized clean living and outdoor fresh air and slow exercises. About 1 in 30 of them were captured and put into quarantine facilities, and they were blood typed, along with the Uyghurs, the Muslim minority in China, the Uyghurs. And these people were all blood typed alive, and they stayed in the quarantine buildings. And then what would happen is somebody from France or the U.S. or who knows where needs an organ. They're going to die before they get through the standard line. So they call up to these organizations somehow, and they order an organ from China. And it's interesting that if you don't believe that they know what's going on, they do, because the people so often will ask for the Falun Gong organs. Why? Because they know that their lifestyle is good, that they don't smoke, drink, and they take care of themselves. So they're the best. It's known on the street, on the black market street, that these are the best quality organs. So they've been doing this for a long time. But there's all sorts of aspects to this. Look at what we've discovered about Planned Parenthood and fetal body parts. Why suddenly fetal parts, the market exploded when we had to have these RNA, when we went to these genetic type agents that we're using. For some reason, these have to be grown in fetal tissue. So there's a huge market for that. But I'll tell you what I just learned about recently, and we'll finish up with that after the break. But the U.S. is a major exporter of blood. And it turns out that blood products, not just adrenochrome, you know, you've probably heard about that. I'm sure this audience has. We know about that. But it's also just our regular blood products that we think about going through the Red Cross for and all being volunteer donation. No, there's a dark underbelly there. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
The Glow
globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, sitting in for Alex Jones. And I was talking about trafficking in body parts and trafficking in humans. But now let's just look at a simple thing that most of us didn't think about. I'm a surgeon. I didn't think about this. That the United States doesn't just get the Red Blood Cross or the Red Cross blood draws for local people. We are a major exporter of blood. And it turns out that between the 1970s to the 90s, I guess, there was a system set up in Arkansas, I believe
Billy Clinton was the lieutenant governor at the time when this was going on. It was in the it was in a Cummins prison was one of them, and they were essentially getting plasma from prison inmates. Now, as a surgeon and as somebody who's done trauma call emergency room use for activities for years, I can tell you that's probably not the best group from which to extract blood. But in any case, they did this for quite a long time, and they sold a lot of it to the Canadians. And in the 90s, the Canadians complained to the district of Washington, D.C. and said, hey, our blood from you guys is contaminated with HIV and hepatitis C. So, and this had gone through the Red Cross system, by the way. So it was, I think it was called the Factor 8 Arkansas blood scandal or something. But here's the interesting point that I'm going to make is that when there's a market, it keeps going. You know, at the time they were doing this, oil was $47 a barrel. But blood, if you figured it by the barrel, would have been $67,000. So you see, blood products, human body parts are probably even more pricey. So this is a huge money factor, and it's probably human body parts are the most expensive trade in the world. Let's just, you got to keep that in mind. But here's the other interesting thing that happened, and it talks about open borders. It talks about what else is going on. You know, there's some blood types that are very, very simple. You know, we most of us are O positive blood, okay. But some of the blood types are not common. One of them is the negative blood, the Rh negative blood. If you're Rh negative, you're less than 7% of the American population, okay. So what do you do? Well, it turns out that when the prisoner blood supply went down, indigenous children started disappearing. Now, why would that be? Because Native Americans are the highest source of Rh negative blood, especially Rh O negative blood. And also people from certain populations in Central and South America, ergo the southern border. This is just another little factor that tells you this is a very complex worldwide cartel operation that's been going on, and we are partially caught up for this. Now, another possibility for these missing humans is even darker, and this relates to the possibility of an underground war taking place, taking out these facilities where they're harvesting our children. And I honestly think this is true. Just ask yourself, when is the last time, before the last couple of years, when have you ever seen manhole cover fires? I never heard of a manhole cover fire. Now they're everywhere. You see flames shooting up. We had one in downtown Omaha. Flames shooting up out of manhole covers. Now there's something happening down there. Somebody, and I hope it's good things. I hope we're taking the world back. But here's one of the things I stumbled on when I was just looking into the random events that could have gotten us here. You know, they're just every once in a while you find the word of truth. It's like, I never believed the Kennedy assassination. I always said someday a mobster's going to die and he's going to tell the truth. He's going to tell what was going on. And I think it was the old man Bonanno down in Tucson. He wrote a book shortly before he died, and tucked in the middle of this book, it talked about the mob role in Kennedy's assassination. And when I showed it to Oliver Stone's photographer that I met down in Dallas one time, he said, yeah, that's basically it. So you have to wait for the right guy on his deathbed to talk. Well, this isn't necessarily a deathbed confession, but there was a gentleman named Robert Dean. And if you have a chance, find his video. It's from the 90s, I believe, or the 70s, maybe, but no, 90s. But Robert Dean was a senior Army enlisted. I mean, senior. He was like the equivalent in the Navy of Command Master Chief. I don't know what they call him in the Army. But he was above top secret clearance. He was the top you could get, and he worked for the air marshals, the senior air people in Europe, in NATO. He was working in NATO. And he had the opportunity to review a document that was published in 1964 by the military. And this document was just called the affidavit or something. And it was about the problem that they were seeing of these discs flying out of the Soviet Union after World War II. And they couldn't figure out what these were. It was the initial UFO investigation. And they noticed that these were large, fast, high-altitude round objects flying in formation. They clearly were intelligently led. And they were coming out of this Eastern Soviet sector. So what were they? It was in this, they called it the assessment. It had the top. There were only a few copies made. It was about an inch and a half thick. It was with lots and lots of add-ons. That was the actual report, was inch and a half thick, and then about 8 inches of supporting documents. But here's what he said that the military believed from that. The military apparently believed there are at least 12 groups of other interdimensional beings of some sort here, maybe hundreds of groups, and that some look exactly like us. And that is a big point that they were concerned about. Think about it. Because if they look exactly like us, then they can take the place of us in various different big organizations. Think the President of the United States, although doubtful given the circumstances right now. But the and they had the they said in this document that they had the ability to manipulate matter and time, and that there was absolutely they were so far ahead of us in technology that there was nothing we could do if these were hostile. But they saw no evidence of hostility. Now, where, you know, what does this take us to believe? I mean, the issue should not be who are they, but it really asks the question, who are we? There are other issues that are not solved in my mind. I followed the Genome Project when the Genome Project came out, and this speaks to what this RNA technology is or is not right now. It doesn't look, I mean, simple findings that we never questioned were things like, if evolution is true, how come we have more chromosomes than the great apes, or we have less chromosomes than the great apes? That doesn't work. You can't mate with things that are wrong number of chromosomes. The other side of it is, if you look at our, and I don't remember if it's chromosome number 8 or number 5, but one of our chromosomes, if you look at it, it looks like two of the great apes' chromosomes stuck together. Okay, what's that all about? It honestly looks like we've been genetically manipulated in the past, and probably more than once. Okay. What they concluded, and what he concluded from his research into this book, by the way, was that we have been serfs forever, and the governments are a false front. That we have had they admitted in this document that we've had a relationship with extraterrestrials for a very long time, and it's interesting. He doesn't talk a lot about philosophy, but he did say at the end he thinks that the old world that we're in right now is coming to an end, and we might be in the middle of that. That may be why it's so confusing, that we as human beings are here for a reason, that we are immortal, infinite children of God in an infinite universe of intelligence. I really like the way he put that. And I think it was telling that when he gave this lecture, which was at Leeds University, and by the way, this may be why they're censoring a lot of conservative speech at the universities. It's hard to hide videos from university lectures. Maybe that's the point. But he was wearing at this university lecture, he was wearing a black outfit with a very prominent Christian cross. So, considering all those lies, when we get back, we're going to talk about how we've been lied about science and about the ideas of infectious disease and why 50% of the Western world being injected with these products is a big problem. You know, we still don't, after all this time, we do not have an ingredient list of what's in these so-called vaccines. But beyond that, what we're going to mention is that this vaccines in general are being done for reasons that have no real scientific proof behind them. The idea that we have small particles we call viruses and that these account for diseases that we attribute to them, like flu, is not founded. Specifically, if you heard my fourth hour a couple months ago, I spent the whole fourth hour on the pseudo pandemic of 1918. And I can tell you, it doesn't matter about genetic sequence. It doesn't matter what these super duper lab scientists are telling you. If you cannot prove disease transmission, when you put sick people next to well people and nobody gets the disease, there's something wrong with our whole schema here. And we're going to talk about that and how it relates to where we go from here and what's happening to us. But we'll be back in a minute. Thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, sitting in for Alex, last segment of the fourth hour. And don't you love it that Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, is now complaining that he was misled by the scientists around him? He was lied to, and that's why he went along with this RNA viral, antiviral vaccine technique that isn't working. You just can't make this up. And there's so many, and they just want us to forget now what has been done to us. You know, I'm sorry. These were not medical mistakes. This was mass murder and involuntary sterilization. And I don't think they get a pass, at least not from me. But in the bigger picture here, Albert Bourla and all these, you know, Walensky from the CDC, these doctors in these big university programs that pushed vaccines on pregnant women. We're in a medical system now that's filled with doctors who have become conditioned to adopting protocols rather than learning classic scientific reasoning, medical principles of care and compassion, and professional ethics. You know, keep in mind, every time you go into a hospital, hospitals have been corralled under CDC guidelines. They're doing things because they're afraid that they're going to be defunded. That didn't happen in the old days where private hospitals, the Catholic charities, various different hospitals were privately funded by communities and the various religious organizations. And the new non-physician hospital administrators Believe me, they took no oath to basic medical ethics. They took an oath to their shareholders and to money streams, just like any other corporate. It's become corporate medicine. These are big hospital corporations now, as are the Walgreen pharmacy, the CVS pharmacy. They're all big chains. They're not your local pharmacist. We can still go to our local pharmacist and should, by the way. But this money has caused these hospital administrators to violate basic Nuremberg code and basic morality by coercing their staffs, including their pregnant nurses and things, to be injected with experimental drugs without informed consent. I don't know if you can't give informed consent when you really don't know what's in these. And I don't know if you've been paying attention, but in Canada recently, where they've mandated now a booster for the doctors, we've got 80 dead doctors just overnight. It might be more than that now. These are young, healthy people, most of them. I mean, some older guys, but most of these are young, healthy people that are like marathon runners and all this stuff, and they're dead because they did what the medical hierarchy told them to do. Okay. But keep in mind, this medical hierarchy did not investigate this disease. They didn't make an effort to look at transmission and the facts and all this kind of stuff. So even a year and a half after the fact, when they did look at autopsies, their conclusion was, year and a half after COVID started, we don't know what it is. We don't know what it's doing. Well, we're getting some ideas now. And I would say that I've been saying for a long time, look at what they're trying to get you not to do. They really, really, really don't want you to talk about anti-parasitic drugs, right? I've been saying for a while, we need to do parasite elimination of our bodies. And I think that's really been true. In fact, you know, remember George Carlin had the 7 dirty words you can't say on TV? Well, now you can say them all. Nobody cares about those words. But the 6 words you can't say on TV are chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, nitazoxanide, fenbendazole, and chlorine dioxide. In fact, you'll go to jail if you mention chlorine dioxide. So I would never tell you to use it. I just use it myself. But yeah, those are all anti-parasitic drugs. Why are they such in high dudgeon about them? Because they knew. And here's what I believe now. And again, we don't completely, I mean, even today I'm finding out new stuff. I was just on a Zoom call getting more insider information. It's rapidly changing. But here's what I believe we know right now. And that is that the independent labs are not finding genetic material in these so-called vaccines. There's no RNA in there. Now, you can say it goes poof after it's been out of the cool storage. It may be true, but if that's true, how does CSI work, right? You know, how do we do genetic analysis on dead bodies? So I'm not sure I buy that. But the three things that are for certain in here are reduced graphene oxide, variety of nanoparticulate metals, and hydrogel. Now, hydrogel is not what we've been thinking hydrogel was. And Karen Kingston first, I mean, I've been talking about parasites for a long time for clinical reasons, and she came out with the other reasons you want to think about parasites. And that's that she showed how there are patents and there are all this writing about the fact that this hydrogel is not just plain hydrogel like we use in contact lenses. Hydrogel is just a waterphilic plastic polymer, right? But this is smart genetically engineered hydrogel. In other words, it's probably true that there was no viral-based, bat-based spike protein ever involved in this. This was a man-made or AI-made. Somebody created this hydrogel that responds to wavelength, okay? It changes its conformation when it's in a certain electromagnetic field. And when it changes its conformation, it can make you sick. It can hook into your ACE2 pathway and make you sick. And that fits everything we've been seeing, which appeals to my scientific basis for saying this. I mean, you don't have to go and if you believe that, you don't have to then make exceptions to the explanation. So they don't want us to have anti-parasitic drugs, and we have this thing. I have a video out. It's on Rumble. It's on my site. It's called The Parasite Paradigm. I got interested in looking at parasites because, look, what's happening in our military is so unusual. The military, I was in the Navy for 10 years. The military, your young people get cancer, right? They do get cancer. But usually it's a single cancer, often like in young men, it's testicular cancer. It's one thing. Now they take this so-called vaccine, this pathologic jab, and they show up sick in the clinic, and now they've got metastases all over their body. They've got cancer everywhere, in other words, what they're calling cancer. Now, how does that fit any kind of worldview that we understand? Well, there's also been the information dribbling out on the internet from German researchers primarily, but other people, that everybody who's got cancer has parasites. And that they're showing how this intracellular cancer is indistinguishable under the microscope from adenocarcinoma of the bowel or breast cancer. So wouldn't it be a kick in the pants that all these years we've been treating cancer with all these poisonous, toxic things, and in fact, it was parasites all along. And I'm going to tell you if that, again, fits everything we see, and for the most part. Look at the underground treatment for cancer. What is it? It's fenbendazole.org. Fenbendazole is what you worm your cats and dogs and animals with, your cattle. So you, and somebody else pointed out, you go to the NIH website and you look up ivermectin and cancer, and you'll see a million different treatment procedures that are being studied. So the guys, if you know, you know. If you're one of the big guys on the inside of Pfizer, you know all this. It's just us little people. We little people have been left in the dark, but we're coming out of the dark. And so here's what I'm going to say right now, that, and I'll just say one other thing first, is that Dr. I'm kind of afraid of saying this, but just go, I'm going to go on record. I'm not suicidal. I'm not going to get into any. I'm not going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane or anything in the near future. But recently there was an Italian doctor, Dr. Domenico Biscardi, I think you pronounce his name. And he pointed out that Omicron is not a virus. It's not a variant of anything. It's a radiation attack in form of millimeter waves. And this has been spoken about by other people also dead. So please keep that in mind. Hopefully I'm in a safe place. But I've been saying for a while, you know, 5G turned on October 19th of 2019, exactly when this outbreak started. This is about electromagnetic frequencies. If you were on one of my previous shows, I talked about the Krasnacheyev effect. Russian doctors showed how electromagnetic frequencies can completely transmit disease and specifically different types of diseases. If I want to transmit flu, I can do that. If I want to transmit arsenic poisoning, I can do that. You can capture the signal and you can transmit it. Okay. What if they're doing that with all of this? They're using some contact poison with this artificial spike protein to get it started. And then they've kept it going with electromagnetic frequencies. And by the way, they're saying we're going to have an outbreak of Omicron or whatever the new Latin one is after December 24th. How do they know that? Because they're going to turn on the frequency. Okay. Now, there are things that we can do. And this is what you need to know. Number one, you need to do electromagnetic frequency mitigation. Again, I tell you how I'm doing it. It's on my website. And I'm not saying it's the end all be all. We keep learning about this. But it's, if you think that even if it's not the whole story, electromagnetic frequencies decrease your immune system. We know that. Turn off your routers. Turn off your modems at night if you don't need them. Don't take poisonous drugs and don't eat foods that could have graphene. We found graphene in bottled water. I'm not worried about my, you know, that watch the water thing. I'm not worried about my drinking water in my city except for the fluoride, but I am worried about bottled water because if I were going to poison water, it'd be through that. Take melatonin, take vitamin C, zinc, take copper. Again, the years ago, they had this big thing a few years ago, how copper, your copper mugs having a Moscow mule were poisoning you, stop drinking it. Turns out, what's the antidote to these piezoelectric crystals that help the EMF damage you? Copper. So don't overdose, but get your copper in your supplement. Do a parasite protocol. I tell you how to do it on the site. I've got a written protocol you can download. Take this seriously. We can get ourselves out of this. I think lots of good things are happening. I think things are turning around, but we have to survive it. So I really appreciate being back on the Alex Jones Show. Hopefully we'll see you again. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.